I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Being an inventor is a dangerous job. You're usually messing around with hitherto untested technology that could literally blow up in your face at any moment. So guess what happened to these guys? As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 inventors who were killed by their creations. Number 8. Alexander Bogdanov. Alexander Bogdanov, a co-founder of the Bolshevik Party, was so obsessed with discovering the secret of eternal youth that it eventually killed him. When he was kicked out of the party that he helped found, he turned his attention to science, nature, and the pursuit of the elixir of life. In the 1920s, he began to experiment with blood transfusions, believing them to have powerful rejuvenating properties, and he even managed to convince Stalin to create the Institute of Blood Transfusion to study them. After an impressive 11 blood transfusions, Bogdanov claimed that his failing eyesight had been restored and that his balding had been suspended. Now, there is little scientific evidence to support any of his claims, and most people think that it was probably either a placebo effect, wishful thinking, or even downright lies. However, Bogdanov met his end when he took the blood of a student who was infected with malaria and tuberculosis, and he either contracted the diseases himself or died due to tissue rejection. The student, however, made a full recovery. Number 7. Wan Hu. According to Chinese legend, a 16th century government official and all-around lad decided the time was right for a rocket chair to fly him all the way to the moon. As the inventor of gunpowder, the Chinese had already nailed rockets down for the last 300 years. So along came the Ming Dynasty and Wan Hu, who thought that he would attach 47 of them to a chair and light them. You can probably see where this is going. According to the legend, Wan Hu, dressed in his finest, clambered into his chair and had 47 servants light the fuses and then run for cover, whereupon the chair promptly exploded, you know, because of all the explosives that were attached to it, and Wan Hu, his splendid robes, and his chair were never seen again. What with this being a legend, its accuracy and reliability is often called into question, and most experts believe it to be largely just a tall tale, but hey, there's no smoke without a fire, indeed from the 47 rockets that were lit. Number 6. Thomas Andrews. Thomas Andrews was the chief naval architect on the Titanic and was on board for its doomed maiden journey. His original design of the boat recommended that it had at least 46 lifeboats. However, the powers that be thought that this was a complete waste of time and money for a supposedly unsinkable ship and therefore only added 20.
But this ship can't sink.
When the Titanic struck the iceberg and met her watery fate, Andrews didn't attempt to make it to a lifeboat, knowing that there were far too few. Now, his last moments are the subject of some dispute. Some say that he was last seen in the first-class smoking room staring at a painting called Plymouth Harbor, but others say that he was seen up on deck, frantically throwing deck chairs overboard for those in the water to use as flotation devices and helping women and children into the lifeboats. Regardless of which is true, everybody agrees that Andrews thought only of others as the ship went down, and he is remembered as a hero to this day. Number 5. Li Si. Li Si was the Prime Minister of China during the Qing Dynasty in the 3rd century BC and was well known for the development of a penal system known as the Five Punishments. Now, these punishments were administered according to the number of crimes a person committed and went through these five stages: facial tattoos, having the offender's nose cut off, amputation of the foot or kneecap, amputation of the penis, and finally, execution. Just in case you hadn't learnt your lesson by then. When the Emperor Qin Shi Huang died, Li Si decided that he would decide who would succeed him in order to keep his job of prime minister, and tricked the true heir to the throne into committing suicide. Unfortunately for Li Si, he was betrayed by one of his co-conspirators and was tortured until he admitted his crime and then ordered to be executed for treason by the way of the Five Punishments. Talk about karma. Number 4. Thomas Midgley Jr. Thomas Midgley Jr. will probably go down in history as one of the most damaging humans ever to walk the earth. His first grand idea was to add lead to petrol in order to make cars' engines run smoother, which it did, and his second great idea was to put chlorofluorocarbons, CFCs, into everything from hairspray to fridges. Needless to say, both of these inventions have been devastating on the environment, with CFCs being the main culprit behind punching that whacking great hole in the ozone layer and leaded petrol causing lead poisoning if the fumes are inhaled. Neither of these disastrous inventions were what sent Thomas Midgley Jr. to his grave, however, but the culprit was still one of his own inventions. At the age of 51, he contracted polio, which sadly left him severely disabled. He then invented a complex system of ropes and pulleys with which he could use to be hoisted out of bed. Then, at the age of 55, he became accidentally entangled in the ropes and died of strangulation. Pretty nasty way to go. Number 3. Perillus of Athens. Heading back to ancient Greece now, Perillus of Athens was a proud inventor of the torture and execution device known as the Brazen Bull. The Brazen Bull was a hollow bull statue made entirely out of bronze. Prisoners were locked inside the bull and roasted to a grisly death. And luckily for them, Perillus was also thoughtful enough to add a feature that made their screams of pain sound like the roars of a bull emanating from the bronze mouth. Upon explaining his ingenious design to the tyrant Lord Phalaris, his lord was so disgusted by the macabre device that he ordered the inventor to be the first victim to be roasted in the bull. Some accounts say that he met his end in the belly of the bull, and some say that he was dragged from it just before the end and chucked off a cliff. Number 2. James Jim Fix. Who says that exercise is good for you, eh? Well, the man who is said to have popularized jogging in 1970s America is said to have actually died of a massive heart attack upon completing his morning run. His book, The Complete Book of Running, sold over 1 million copies and was wildly popular upon its release in 1977. Ironically, Fix took up running because he was worried about his heart health, having had his father die of a heart attack when he was just 35. Now, experts are unsure as to whether it was purely jogging that killed Fix, as he led an extremely unhealthy lifestyle before taking up the hobby. When he started running at the age of 35, he was 240 pounds and smoked 2 packs of cigarettes a day. This, coupled with his hereditary disposition for heart disease and the added strain of training, would have all contributed to the heart attack that ultimately killed him. Despite the fact that Fix was 60 pounds lighter and a non-smoker when he died at the age of 43, it appears that you can't outrun that kind of unhealthy lifestyle. And number 1, Harry Houdini. Although not some kind of device or machine, Harry Houdini reportedly met his death at the hands of one of his inventions. As part of his act, Houdini used to claim that he was able to take any strength of blow to the abdomen without injury. And one day, a student named J. Gordon Whitehead came to speak to him in his dressing room and asked him if it was true that he could take any impact to his stomach. Houdini, who was then suffering from appendicitis at the time, tried to direct Whitehead's attention to his strong shoulder and back muscles instead. But the student persisted, looking for an excuse to punch Houdini. Houdini eventually let him, but was not prepared for the repeated hammer-like blows that Whitehead rained down on him, having been unable to stand up and brace himself due to a broken ankle. He eventually held up a hand and weakly said, "That's enough." Houdini died on Halloween of 1926 from a ruptured appendix after a surgery failed to save him and was buried in the prop coffin that he used in his buried alive trick.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.